Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Welcome to Adventures in Companionship with myself, Rufilo, and the amazing Dr. Bill Price. He's definitely not new to radio. He was the national presenter for 4 programs years ago. Glad to have him back. So Dr. Bill Price is a Master Executive Global Leadership and Strategy Coach. He is also qualified in neuroscience, which is brain biology, and a member of the Institute of Coaching for the McPhee Association of Harvard Medical University. He is a professional international speakers coach, a husband to Estelle, a father to 2 adult children, and a grandpa to 4 amazing alive grandchildren. He loves reading, hiking in mountains, laughter, walking in nature, good movies, socializing, and as a futurist, scanning the horizon for the new trends unfolding as we live in the now of today. Drum rolls as we welcome Dr. Bill Price. Welcome.
Rufino, what a privilege. I just love the fun that we're having. Wow, it's just so good to be able to be here for our listeners. I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're doing right now. I wish I could look into your eyes, and I wish I could put my hand gently on your shoulder, and I wish I could just, yeah, listen to where you are at and where you are in your own life in terms of your companionship first of all with yourself, and then with God, and then with others. So the young man comes to Yeshua. Jesus is an attorney, very clever young man, and he's like me. He says, "Dear God, please cut to the chase here, and instead of 10 commandments, which are so difficult for me, could you just kind of summarize it? If I could do one,
yeah,
just one, if I could just get that one right." And at that moment, we must realize that Jesus, Yeshua, gave this young man the domino. So those of you who've ever played dominoes, you put dominoes up, and I don't know if you've seen it on YouTube where they put these thousands upon thousands of dominoes standing, and then they just tap this one, and then it knocks down the rest, and eventually you've got these like 4 streams of falling dominoes going, yeah, all over, upstairs, downstairs, and whatever. So Jesus gave him the domino, the one that you touch. If you get that right, you get the rest right. If you get that right, everything else, all the other 9 commandments, you don't even have to focus on them because they will automatically be. And so Yeshua, Jesus says, you must love the Lord. So he took 2. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength. And then you must love yourself with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength. And then you must love others with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength.
Yeah.
And this is the commandment. What the church has done is they've just said you must just love God with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength. Because to love yourself with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength is sinful. And they'll say, okay, you can, if you want to, love your neighbor, but it's a bit impossible that you can love them with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength. But the scripture is very clear that we are to love God with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our strength. Every bit of fiber that is within us must pulsate with love. And we must have that same for ourselves. The reality is that we are seeing in our companionship with each other how we see God is so important and so critical to this exercise. And a bit of self-discovery today, I hope. 4 times a week, I turn my prayer into a sila time. It's the Old Testament word for sila, and it means to ponder, to think, to weave your mind and body and soul into what you've just heard and make it real for you, a sila time. So in Psalms and Proverbs, you'll read the word sila, and it means stop and rethink, ponder. Another word for it is a word that we as Christians, or most Christians, are very scared of, is the word meditate. Now, Jesus meditated, whether we like it or not. The word meditation is exactly the word meditation in the Old and New Testament. Meditate on these things day and night. And we mustn't be scared because New Age has stolen the word meditation. They stole it from us. Take it back. Meditation is not unscriptural, and meditation is not New Age. Stop it. Stop thinking that way immediately. Yeah. Meditation is scriptural and spiritual. So 3 to 4 times a week, I have a time of sila and I have a time of meditation where I pause and I become quiet before God and I listen to the silence, to the gaps in between the words.
Mm.
So I'll meditate and I'll take one scripture, and instead of just reading it, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," and close my eyes and just be quiet and allow that scripture to go into my awareness and my consciousness and my spirit man, I do it this way, and I go, "The Lord," and I'm quiet. And then I say, "Is," and I'm quiet. And then I say, "My," and I'm quiet. And then I say, "Shepherd," and I'm quiet. And in the moments of silence, or the moments, someone once told me, it was a Jewish rabbi who mentored me, and he said, "Silence is the greatest language of God."
Wow.
So when Jesus asked the question to his father, "Father, why have you forsaken me?" and there was silence, God was communicating with him even in the silence. Because silence is where stuff happens on the inside of us. Self-discovery never happens on the run. So I don't discover about myself while I'm busy. Self-discovery means I need to discover myself and going, "Whoa, hold on a minute. What did I just say? Where did that come from?" That's sila time. I examine what I've said and how I'm saying it and what are the reasons for me saying it. So self-discovery is critical in our companionship relationship. It's part of the essential reality of our journey. I'm going to make some discoveries about myself while I'm with you. I'm going to discover that when I'm with you, I laugh more or less. I'm going to discover that when I'm with you, I'm serious more or less. I'm just going to discover that when I'm with you, I can relate easier to you than I can with others. I'm going to discover that I am thoughtful when I'm with you. And the only time I can make that discovery is when I pause and contemplate and meditate. Going, so what was my meeting with Refilwe like today? What did we do? What did we say? That where did we connect? Where were we in synergizing energy? Where did we really, really sense each other's heartbeat? Where are we today? Where are you today in terms of who you are? And sadly, the church just wants us to focus on sin and going, self-discovery is about discovering how bad you are and that you must decrease and Christ must increase. But yet Jesus, Yeshua, gave this young man a command and he said, you must love yourself. Really, honestly, truly love yourself with your mind, your heart, your strength, your emotions. Love who you are and love who you have been created to be and fall in love with who you need to become. Self-discovery happens when I journey with someone else. A lot of that happens when I journey with someone. I have learned more about myself in the 43 years of marriage with Estelle than I could have learned if I was single for 43 years. Because it's within relationship that revelation happens. It's within relationship that we make our discoveries. So the two guys are walking on the road to Emmaus. They're on their way back home. Jesus has ascended into heaven, and that which they thought was going to happen didn't happen. So they are on this road, they're contemplating with each other, and they're talking about memories, and they're talking about things that should have happened, could have happened, things that they wished. And then this being appears, and he starts talking to them, and he reveals to them, and he relates to them, and starts sharing with them from Moses. And then when they get home, he has a meal with them, and that's when their eyes open, and they go, oh my goodness, it was Jesus Yeshua that was with us for a whole day's journey. Imagine that, 8 hours with Jesus and not knowing it. How sad is that? How's that for self-discovery? The moment when they made that discovery, going, goodness me, he was with us for 8 hours. So a day's journey in Scripture is 8 hours. And he was with me, and I didn't even recognize him. Sadly, we live that way with our own, with the people around us.
Yeah, that's true.
I've been with you for 10 years, but I don't know you.
Mm.
We've been boyfriend, girlfriend now for 4 years, but I don't know you. But I want to say I love you. And love is not blind. Love means I look at who you are and who you are being and who you are becoming, and I see the best and the worst in you, but have chosen to love you. And that's a self-discovery moment. Self-discovery in the space is essential, because unless I make discoveries, I also automatically will make discoveries about God. I can remember my Jewish rabbi mentor. He was the one who encouraged me to study neuroscience. And I said to him, why on earth at this stage in my life do I need to go and study neuroscience, the brain, how the brain works, what goes on in the brain when you think, what goes on in the brain when you feel, what goes on in the brain when things are important to you, what goes on in the brain when you're spiritual, what goes on in the brain when you're aware? What will that teach me? I remember his words, clear as crystal. Bill, when you study the brain and neurology, you will get to know God better.
Wow.
And I've got to tell you, in my studies, there are things that I've learned in neurology and brain biology that the Bible could never teach me. So the Bible says, renew your mind.
Mm.
How do we do that? As a neuroscientist, I can tell you exactly how. I can tell you how to change your thought patterns. I can tell you what happens in your brain when you have a negative thought pattern, and that it creates chemicals that poison your system. I can tell you that when you're thinking positive thoughts, that your brain emits positive hormones, four of them, that create joy and elation and satisfaction and fulfillment. That when you think, chemicals are... Do you know that when you think, you can change your DNA, you can change your genes through thinking? Remember the story in the Old Testament, a guy, he was wanting to marry this girl, and the father, his future father-in-law says, I'm giving you cows. Every cow that is spotted, you can have. Every cow that's not spotted, I'm going to take. He gives him cows that genetically are not spotted, and so every calf that is born is not spotted. So he gives everyone, every calf that's born goes to his father-in-law. Eventually he gets tired of this. And he says, I'm going to come up with a plan. So he goes to the mulberry bush. He picks mulberries. He makes paint out of the mulberries, and he paints dashes and blotches on rocks and on tree trunks. And the cows look at these blotches when they're drinking, and they look at the blotches while they're eating, and guess what? They started giving birth to calves that had spots on them.
Wow.
So if it can work with cattle, then for goodness sake, it can work with people.
Yeah.
And that's why Jesus said, as you are in your heart, so you will be. And as a man thinketh, so they will be.
Yeah.
So self-discovery is about thinking. Self-discovery is about being aware. You'll never make any self-discovery in your life if you're not aware. Yeshua Jesus said, awake, be aware, be alert, be conscious. Don't stop going through your Christian life and relationship with God unconsciously. open up your eyes. See. See what you're seeing. And don't just look at the bad. For goodness sake, stop doing that. Look at the good. Right now, in this moment, there's a blessing that I want to share with you that comes from Moses. And here's what he said. The Lord, which means Elohim, God Himself, bless you and keep you. Cause His countenance, He turns His face towards you, to look into your face directly.
Yeah.
He's not hidden behind a curtain. He looks into your face. That's part of the blessing. And then may His countenance shine upon you. May He smile upon you. So wherever you are right now, look out the window, look beyond the clouds, and smile back. Because right now, God is smiling on you.
Amen.
He has favor on you.
Mm.
Smile back and make a discovery. God and I can smile at each other. I can smile back at God and say, you know what? I really blew that up, didn't I? I really messed that one up, didn't I?
Mm.
I really failed there, didn't I? And smile. It doesn't make it less holy. It doesn't make it less urgent. It doesn't make it less serious. It just means that I'm like David when I was found out with sin, that I go into the bedroom and I, quote, have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. Psalm 51, which was recorded by a scribe. How did he see God in his moment of failure when the prophet Nathan walked into the throne room and said, you're it. You're the one that blew it.
Yeah.
He calls on the mercy of God. Make that discovery today about God, that God is your Father of mercy. He said God gives you all good gifts. Because why? He's the Father of mercy and grace. Smile, because you're living under the grace of God, under the Father's grace. Smile back. Make that discovery today, that you're living with a companion, and smile at your companion. The worst thing to do as a husband is to lie in bed and go into bed first and lie there and smile. And when your spouse comes, she says, what are you smiling? What are you smiling about? And all you got to do is just smile, and you'll get all the response that you need. Self-discovery as part of the journey is critical. And make discoveries when you are aware, not when you are unconscious, because then you don't make any discovery.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage you to realize that you are in companionship and you are in relationship one with another, so that we'll discover things about ourselves, the way we think, what's important to us, what does it mean to us. We'll discover our sense of spirituality. We'll discover what's important to us. We'll discover our thought patterns. We'll discover our emotions. We'll discover our mindset, whether we're in growth mindset or abundance mindset or fixed mindset.
Yeah.
And so self-discovery is part of the journey. It's essential. If it doesn't happen, then stop walking.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Bill Price. This is The Adventures of Companionship with myself, Rufile, and Dr. Bill Price. To be continued. Remember, you can email him at inspired@drbillprice.com. If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours. 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. or phone us during office hours. 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.